And if you have your Bible, Jeremiah chapter 30. It's Jeremiah chapter number 30. I want to begin reading at verse number 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words I have spoken thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus said the Lord, we have heard the voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's troubles, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his bond from off thy neck, and will thrust thy bonds and burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear not thou not, O my servant Jacob, for saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. I want to preach this morning a little while, if God will be our help, on this thought. In times of trouble. Amen. In times of trouble, we see this as God's laying out here. And he says from his writings that he said you can write the words in a volume of a book. Amen. I'm glad we've got the volume of a book today, ain't you? And it's not about us, but it's about a holy and a righteous God who loves us and wants to take care of us. He wants to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, to bring us through this old life, to bring us through this world, and deliver us over into the promised land. He wants to deliver you and me into glory one day. He wants you and me to be with Him where He is. Amen. You say, well, Jesus, where is Jesus now? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father as an interceder for us. Praise His name. I'm glad it's that way. So we see this as He lays it out here, and we see the troublesome times that's coming. And He said that we've heard a voice of trembling and of fear and not of peace. Does that not sound like what we're hearing, what we're living in this world today? It seems like there's signs of war and turmoil everywhere that we look all over the world today. It seems like there's unrest. Seems like there's no ease for people. It seems like there's conflict continuously. Amen. And I'm not just talking about in the world and the wars and the things that's happening, but I'm talking about in our lives today. When it comes down to common people like me and you, it seems like the old devil in his flesh just keeps dragging us into all kind of adverse conditions. Amen. And we begin to wonder, praise God, what can we do? It just seems so difficult. I want to say, young today, on the authority of the Word of God, it may be difficult now, but it's going to get harder farther on. Amen? Praise God. You say, how come? Because God said so. Amen. He said, perilous times are coming. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's promised to be with us all the days of our life. Praise God. And one day, call us home to be with Him. I get rejoicing in my soul when I think about that, because this is not my home. Praise God, I'm a pilgrim passing through. I'm just going to be here for a moment in time, and I'm going to go out of here to be with my Savior. I'm going to just... when I get over on the other side, praise God, I'm just going to begin to live. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm just residing here in this place where the Lord birthed me into. But one day in a little while, youngins, praise God, we're going to be in a place that's out of this world. Amen. Praise God. That ought to bring a smile on a cold Baptist face. Amen. Realize, praise God, one of these days we'll get out of here. Praise God, we'll be a shouting around. Praise God. Hey, about 1,000 years and we'll just get started. Amen. We just live a little while here in this old world. Amen. And our life's like a vapor and it's gone, like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up. But praise God, there's coming a day in the near future, praise the Lord, that we're going to be living it out and living it up in glory. Amen. Praise God. Get over there where everything's perfect, where there's perfect peace and perfect harmony and a perfect love, praise God. But the Lord says we're working on that here. Amen. Praise God. We're working on that here. But he said that kind of time of troubles are coming. He said there's a time of tribulation coming, a time of testing coming upon this world. Verse number 7 says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it." Now, what does that mean today? It means they've come in a time of trouble like this world ain't ever seen. You say, "Preacher, you're just being negative." No, I'm just telling you the truth. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, "You know what? If we looked at the Word of God and we just told it truthfully like God does, hey, them old prophets, praise God, that you look at in the Word of God, amen, they was a lot of things that they was talking about, and a lot of it had to do with judgment, a lot of it had to do with trials that we face in this world, praise God." You say, why does it all have to be so negative? Because we got to realize that there's a lot of negative in this world. There's a lot of hardship and heartache in this world just to teach us and show us that we need the Lord. Amen. You need God. I need God. We all need God. We need the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, praise God, to reach down and catch us, help us, pearl us up, praise God, and show us how much He loves us so we can love each other, so that you can love yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, "There's that time of coming." He said, "It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." Amen. Praise God. They're going to have to go through. I'm glad the church, praise God's going to be taken out of here before that tribulation period starts. Praise God, going to be raptured out to go be with the Savior in glory. Praise God, when that's all going on. Amen. We need to be getting ready. We need to be praying. He said, because God's done so much for us, we ought to be telling it everywhere that we go. Praise God, so others can get in and realize how good God is. Our children, our grandchildren need to realize that they need the Lord. Amen. We're raising them up in a world and society that tells them that they don't need nobody but themselves. The world's teaching them that we're all just our own little gods, and you know what we do and what makes us feel good. That's what matters. Amen. I won't tell you today, young, it's on the authority of the Word of God. What'll make you prosperous, what'll make you feel good is having the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life, guiding you and leading you every step of your way, so you do those things that's pleasing to the Heavenly Father. Amen. That's where the good stuff starts. Praise God. That's where, you say, "Preacher, it's not easy." And it's not going to be easy. Amen. There's nothing easy in this world. There's lots of difficulties. There's lots of adversity. You say, "What do? We begin to pray. Prayer begin to go out. Praise God. God changes things with prayer. Amen. Times of trouble come, but when we pray, we can pray our way through. We pray our way out. Praise the Lord. Look at Isaiah. Let me show you something. Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64, what God says. Verse number 1, He said, "Thou wouldest rend the heavens, and that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting of fire burneth. The fire causes the waters to boil, and to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence." God tells us here, we begin to call upon the Lord and we begin to trust in the Lord. Praise God, perilous times are upon us. But when we pray and we call out to God, it tells us, praise God, that God hears and answers prayers, and that He comes down, praise God, to us. His presence is manifest where we are, where you are, praise God. And He begins to make a difference in your life. Praise God, the darkness has to flee and the marvelous light of the Savior comes in to work. You are, and He begins to bless your heart. He begins to help your heart. He begins to put love down in your heart. Praise God, like you've never known before. Let me tell you what's happening in the world today. We're trying to love one another. Praise God, without the love of God in your heart. Let me tell you, young people and old alike, you'll never have the kind of love that you need to have for one another till you have Jesus in your heart. Amen. He is love. Praise God. When we got the Lord Jesus living the heart, large in our heart, praise God, we have the love of God in us. Amen. Then we can begin to love each other the way God says we ought to. Praise God. Hey, what God's able to do, praise God, when His presence comes down to where we're at, praise the Lord, what a blessing it is. He goes on, he said, in verse number 4 of Isaiah 64, praise God, he said that he began to tell us what God is able to do. Verse 3 said, when thou did terrible things, which we look not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. Amen. Sometimes God's got to do things to get our attention. We was talking about in Sunday school this morning how we're having the volcanoes and all the earthquakes that's happening all over the world and how they're expanding and getting more and more every year. Amen. I was looking at it the other day, and as I was thinking about how he said in the last days these things would increase and diverse difference than before places. Amen. And said in 2023, he's under the pew. Amen. He said he's listening to preaching. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to keep my eye on him. Amen. Praise God. He's a watching me and I'm a watching him. Amen. That's the way Jesus does us. Praise God. But I see, praise the Lord, that when glory, hallelujah, we see these things begin to come to pass. He said, look, well, glory. Somebody ought to just jump up and shout. He said, when we see all these things that we're seeing right now begin to come to pass, he said, to look up, lift up your head for your redemption draweth nigh. One day, in just a little while, we're going to lose gravity. We're going to go out of here, praise God. We're going to take a plane air ride. Hey, man, glory to God. That's what I'm looking for. Hey, glory. Praise God. Some people say, well, preacher, I ain't getting on no airplane because God said, lo, I'm with you always. Praise God. Hey, you ain't going to be afraid of that plane air ride. Amen. A trump and a shout to come up hither. He'll say, come away, my beloved, come away. And you'll say, glory, hallelujah, and you'll already be going through there. Amen, praise God. But he said those earthquakes has been met. In 2023, they said there was over 15,000 earthquakes. Amen. In the world. Go back to 12. You say, well, preacher, it's just taught that there's more of them, but it's just that we're able to recognize them more. In the 80s, now we'd still do it now basically the same way we did it in the 80s. And they said in the 80s, they was only like 4,000 a year. Amen. Now in 2023, they said they was over 15,000 earthquakes in the world. Amen. What does that tell us? Praise God, it's God's are shaking things up, youngins. He's getting us ready. Praise God, getting us to looking up, getting us to realize, praise God, that this thing's about over. God says, hey, listen, I love you and I appreciate you, and I want you to get ready to come home. Amen. Praise God, I'm going. Hey, listen, I hope when you look around, find Pastor Jeff gone. Amen, I hope you'll be arising with me. Amen. Because if you ain't, praise God, you done been left behind. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Praise God. But we see this thing as it plays out here as God begins to manifest himself. And we see what brings tribulation. Why is it? Somebody asked me, they said, Pastor, why are things the way they are right now? Isaiah chapter 64 in verse number 4. He says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath I seen, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him. Amen. He said, listen, said we haven't really realized what God has in store for us. And we get to the point, if we ain't careful, that we neglect the very word that would bring us up and would help us and encourage us to encourage others, to bring each other along, praise God, to the edifying of the church and the people so that God gets glory. We begin to get excited about what God's doing. We begin to see the magnificent power of an almighty God. And we see what God's able to do, but we see what brings tribulation. Read on through here with me. He said, for thou meetest him that rejoices and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, For we have sinned in those, and those in those is count continuous, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing. All our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquity, like the wind, hath taken us away. Amen. You see what's happening? Can you see that happening today? Can you see it happening all around us? But in verse number 7, he says this, and there is none that calleth upon thy name. What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with your house and my house is we're not talking things over with God. We're not starting the day with God. We're not walking with God. We're not putting things in the hands of God. Amen. We're trying to take care of things by ourselves. So there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up thy himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. You can see, can you see what Isaiah is saying right there? He said, praise God, listen, so there's nobody that's calling out to me. There's nobody that's looking to me. There's nobody that's looking for me. Praise God, it's like God Almighty is in heaven and nobody's talking to Him. Nobody communicates. It looks like we've snubbed God and God just turned His face and He's looking away. I pray God, hoping in His heart that we'll call out to Him. Amen. Amen. He wants us to, but His face is turned. You know what Paul said? He says, we'd cry out, "Abba, Father." Amen. Would get God's attention. Amen. I wonder, church, how many times a week do we call upon God? Amen. How many days in the week do we talk to our Heavenly Father? Do we communicate with Him? Amen. If you just went all the time through your house, you never talked to your husband, didn't ever talk to your wife, didn't ever talk to your mom and daddy, your mama and papa, what would they think? They'd think you was snubbing them. They'd think you was pouting about something. Imagine what God, He said, He's got His face turned. Amen. He said, what we got to do is we got to do something, get God to look upon us again, praise God, with favor. We need to call out and say, oh God, Lord, I love you and I thank you for loving me. And God, I need you like I've never needed you before. Now, don't wait till we get ourselves in trouble. Did you hear what I said? I said, let's not wait till we get ourselves in trouble. Times of troubles are coming. Times of troubles are all around us. We have trouble on the workplace. We have trouble at the schoolhouse. We have trouble at our house. Amen. Don't wait till it overwhelms you till you call out to God. Start talking to God first. Amen. And then if that don't work, praise God, recruit you some help. Amen. Find you a good, hey, listen, now don't get somebody that likes to gossip. Amen. Don't ever confide in people that like to gossip, because they'll go tell all your business. But I'm telling you, praise God, if you've got some issues, if you've got some things that you need to talk to God about, you need God to deal with in your life, amen, you pray about it, you talk to Him about it, and you find you somebody that loves the Lord and say, hey, listen, would you help me pray about it? I've got an object that's a burden on my heart. Would you help me pray? You, hey, listen, they don't need to tell you everything about it. Hello? Maybe they don't have to explain everything that's going on in your life, whether it be a physical ailment or maybe a spiritual need. They don't have to spill their guts to you. They just need to say, hey, listen, I've got an issue. I've got some things I need help with. Help me pray. God knows who we are. The Lord knows those that are His. Amen. And if I pray and I say, Lord God, such and such asked me to help them pray about this. And Lord, you know the objects that's on their hearts. You know what's needed, Lord, but more, better than we do. And God, if it be your will, Lord, you'd just begin to touch in that situation. You'd touch them and you'd encourage them. You'd fill them with your Spirit. You'd help them, God, to fervently pray and seek your face, God, that we'd be where you'd have us to be. I pray, God, so you can hear and answer our prayers. He said we need to pray in faith, believing. Amen. We pray sometimes, we ask God we have a need. And we ask God to touch and meet that need. But sometimes, And I know none of you are like this, but sometimes I pray and it seems like it's not getting through the ceiling. Hello? Amen. Like it's not getting up past the rafters. But praise God, there's other times that the Holy Spirit of God moves on my heart and He knows the anguish of my soul. Amen. And I begin to pray and He takes that object of glory, hallelujah, and He takes it through the portals of glory and He deposits it with the Heavenly Father in glory and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So they can move upon it. Amen. Sometimes we just need to pray that God would strengthen us and strengthen our brother and sister. Strengthen the one that has a need. So that we can pray through, that we can ring the prayer bells of heaven so that God can hear and answer our prayer because of faith. The Father, Jesus and the disciples up on the Mount Transfiguration, you know the story. They come down to the bottom of the mountain. There was a father met him there. They'd asked, he had a son that was full of all kinds of heartache. He'd have all kinds of issues. He's full of a devil. And they couldn't cast him out. The disciples tried and couldn't. He asked the Lord Jesus, he said, Lord, help me. And he said, how long? He said, it's been like this since a child. Amen. And he said, the Lord spake and cast him out. He said, if you have faith to believe. And the father said, Lord, I believe. Amen. Hey, listen, I believe you believe. But that father, praise God, he was earnest in his heart. He was earnest about his children. He was earnest about the one he loved. But he said, Lord, if there's any unbelief in me, Lord, help my unbelief. Amen. We've got to pray believing to receive. Amen. That's why we're not seeing God move like we used to see move. Because we don't have the faith to believe that God can. See, the devil's thrown us a counterfeit. Said, but we don't serve the same God that Mama and Papa served. Really? Let me ask you a question. When did God change? Amen. What year was that? Huh? What year was it that God quit being God? Amen. It ain't God that's changed. It's me and you that's changed, praise God. We need a close relationship with Him. We need help from heaven. Amen. Hey, listen, if I was a young person today, now you listen to me a second. I'm going to get in your business. If I was a young person today, I'd get just as close to Jesus Christ as I could get. Amen. I'd snuggle up close. I'd climb up in His lap. I pray God, I'd put my head on His bosom so every aspect of my life was the heartbeat of God. I'd be like old John, praise God. I'd get so close to him, I'd literally hear the heartbeat of God every minute, every day. Amen. Because you're going against things. You're living in a world, praise God, that us old folks have never seen. These trials and tribulations, your faith, these hardships, people are beating you down and beating you up, praise God. What you ought to do is just climb up in the lap of Jesus, praise God, and just stay there. Amen. If those so-called friends you have don't like it, cut them loose. Amen. Hey, listen, praise God, if you've got friends or relations that don't love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, cut them loose. Amen. Let them see Christ in you, that hope of glory. It'll change them, praise God. Then they'll be friends indeed. Troublesome times are coming, young. We need people beside us and around us that love the Lord. That's able to call out to Him, praise God, and see things happen. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I want friends around me that if I get in a situation, I get myself in a bind. Now, do you notice I said I get myself in a bind? You can do that. We can get ourselves in a bind. We can put ourselves in situations. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want people around me that I can say, hey, listen, help me pray. I've gotten in a mess. They praise God. And they'll say, well, preacher, I'm praying. Amen. Say, I'm there with you. I got you back. I'm praying. I'm lifting you up. I'm encouraged. Praise God. Be encouraged. Praise His holy name. God begins to manifest Himself in it. Praise God. We see where we mess up and we quit calling on His name. Praise God. And when we don't call on, we can't see His face. But praise God, when we begin to hear from heaven, and God begins to hear and answer our prayers, praise God, things begin to happen. in our lives. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer changes things. Hey, praise God, to lay out the night that I was lost and undone, and Jesus come to where I was, showed me I need to be saved, praise God, showed me what I need to do to be saved, and I accepted Him as my Savior, asked Him to forgive me of my sins. He moved into my heart, and everything changed. It all happened through a prayer. Amen. It changed my life forever. Praise God. So we see here the Word of God. Jeremiah's writing this to us about some times of trouble, praise God, that's manifest himself that we're going to see, that they're seeing, it's going to be prevalent. But he said, praise God, there's a God of heaven, amen, that offers us some escape. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse number 8, he says, "For it shall come to pass in that day." Now what day is he talking about? He's talking about that time of trouble. Amen. He's talking about when things start looking rough, when storm clouds arise, when situations are unavoidable. Amen. Sometimes situations are unavoidable. Praise God. He said that saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck. Amen. He's talking about that one that's God us, that one's binding us down. He's talking pretty much about the Antichrist. Amen. In this present world that we live, ain't there a lot of Antichrist? We're seeing it growing and by tremendous leaps and bounds. We're seeing things taking over our world, our country, our nation, and our homes. It's nothing but the Antichrist, praise God. We need help. Bless His holy name. He's the one that's able to overcome Him. He said, "And will burst hit thy bonds, and strangers shall never serve themselves of Him." So we see the liberty that God's on. There's liberty in Jesus. Amen. There's liberty in Lord Jesus Christ. There's liberty in being a child of God. There's liberty in Christianity today. Have I ever told you the devil's a liar? The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Amen. He's the one that leads to lies. He is lies. He is a liar. Amen. He say, "Preacher, you're going to make him mad." Praise God, he stays mad at me. Amen, praise God. But the devil's a liar. Amen. He wants us to believe that he's got us and we're bound up and there's no way to get away. But praise God, I'm glad there's liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's already overcome that stinking liar, the devil, praise God, and he's offered us liberty in himself. There's victory as we sing this morning. There's victory in Jesus, praise God. Amen, praise God. There's liberty in Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because God, in times of trouble, God is a merciful God. Look what he says, verse number 11. He said, "For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished." There's some things that we have to go through when we get away from God. If you're a child of God and you've been saved, if God don't chasten you, then you've never been saved. Amen. We can't do, listen to me, you can't do whatever you want to do and be a child of God. Amen. And if you do what you want to do, it's because your want-tos have changed. Amen. Praise God. There's a whole lot of things that I want to do, praise God, I can do with liberty today because I do them in the Lord. But there's a whole lot of things that I used to do, praise God, that God won't let me do no more. Amen. Praise God. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise God, there's a lot of things that God won't let you do. He'll chasten you. He'll whip you. He'll get your attention, praise God. He's wooing you. He's trying to draw you back to Himself. Praise God. When He does that, amen, hey, just heed unto Him. Just let go of that junk, praise God. Let it go and go. Run to the Lord. Get as close to Him as you can. Amen. Look for that mercy and that grace. God will answer a prayer of confession. When we pray, confessing our sins, amen, that's what it takes. He said, "For thus saith the Lord," verse number 12, "thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous." Amen. He said, "You're sin sick." That's what's wrong with most of the world. That's where trouble comes in, praise God. It's through sin sickness. Amen. Praise God. But the Spirit of an Almighty God begins to give that healing. That's that balm of Gilead. Praise God. It's applied to your heart and your life. It begins to bring you out of that darkness. Praise the Lord. Put your feet upon that a solid foundation where the marvelous light of Jesus Christ shines in your heart. Amen. Praise God. How's He shining today? Praise God. As solemn as you look today. Amen. Praise God. Somebody ought to smile. Say, praise God, I know what you're talking about. He's in my heart. Praise the Lord. I love Him. He's so good to me. Praise God. He said, there is none to plead thy cause that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. You know what God's saying? He said, you can't make yourself better. Hello? I hear it all the time. People say, well, Pastor, you know, if I ever get myself situated, I ever get my life straightened out, he said, I'll come up there and be with you. Whenever I get right and get things okay, he said, then I'm going to consider the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I'm telling you, praise God, you'll never get yourself fixed up. You'll never straighten your life out, praise God, without God. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He fixes us up. Praise God. We can't fix ourselves. He said, all thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with a wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. For the multitude of thine iniquity, because thine sins were increased. Ever wonder why we're having to go through the things that we are in this world? Let me tell you, it's because our sins have increased before God. God can't let that go unchecked. Amen. Because He loves us too much. He loves all His heart. Praise God. But He begins to give that cure. He begins to give that help. Praise God. In Jesus Christ. Verse 17 says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. Amen. Verse number 18 says, thus saith the Lord. Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Praise God. And he said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgivings and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. God says, I'll save Israel. Amen. These crazy things that think they're going to destroy Israel from the river to the sea, praise God, they're going to annihilate God's people. I got news for them today. It ain't going to happen. God Almighty is going to intervene. God's going to be the God of Israel. Praise God. He always has been and He always will be. Praise God. He's going to preserve unto Himself a remnant. Amen. He'll bring those people through, and He's going to bring them unto Himself. Look what we read in your hearing. Verse number 9 of Jeremiah chapter 30. He said, and they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Amen. He's talking about a future thing. He's talking about a future kingdom. He's talking about a future relationship. He's talking about a future, praise God, in the millennial age when God Almighty is going to call His people back from afar and He's going to put them in the land and they're going to look up and see God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they're going to cry out, it says. And they're going to pray and they're going to worship. And God Almighty is going to move in and He's going to give peace down their hearts, and He's going to give peace down in their soul, and He's going to give peace down in their homes, and He's going to give peace down in the nation, and all the nations of the world will live peacefully together. Amen. At the end of a time of trouble, see, these old prophets, I told you in the beginning, they had a lot of bad news, a lot of bad events was going to happen. But they said, if we'll turn to God, if we'll stay with the Lord, that the Lord will bring us through. He'll bring us into His millennial kingdom. He'll establish, praise God, in the reign of a holy God on the throne that'll sit on the throne of David. And He'll rule and reign, praise God, with a rod of iron, prayed throughout the ages, and said, they'll worship, we'll worship, and we'll praise God. He says in Jeremiah 30:3, he said, for lo, the days come, saith the Lord. Now he's talking, he's giving us things that's going to take place in the future. That I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah. Talking about the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. So they were split. He said, they're going to be brought together again. Praise God. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers. Now watch this. And they shall possess it. Amen. When you possess something, that's because it's yours. God doesn't give it to them. Amen. What we need to do is pray what God says. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Because when that takes place, we'll be living in glory land. Amen. Time of trouble is all around us. But there's a good God of heaven who's offered us peace and happiness and joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we can come out and worship and praise and with thanksgiving upon our hearts and our lips to a thrice holy God. Amen. Offering of thanksgiving because we know where God, where we are, and we know where God brought us from. But we have the promise today, young, is where God's going to take us to. Amen. Praise God. We're looking for far better things farther on. Amen. In the portals of glory, it's unknown to the human mind what God has in store for those that seek His appearing. Amen. When God shows up, when Christ shows up, won't that be something?